an original presentation from America's premier audio theater group, Seeing Ear Theater.
Hey, watch out! You almost sent us to Hallelujah Land with that big black limousine. You okay, Sing Sing? Good boy. Watch out for the cork. How is it I am here, Sing Sing? I mean, back in the old days, I am always informing the mom how I am going to get away from it all and buy a little farm in the country and raise chickens. So now, I raise chickens and wish I am back in the old days raising hell. Hogs ain't pretty. Miss the city. Chopping wood has broke my arm. Old MacDonald, you can keep your farm. Mend the shutters. Milk those udders. 4 a.m. says my alarm. Old MacDonald, you can keep your farm. So long to betting and picking the numbers. Now I'm sweating while picking cucumbers. I sicken near chicken. Pigeon Pete Moss lost its charm. Old MacDonald, you can keep your farm. Remember this morning, Sing Sing? Yeah, I wake up at 4 a.m. It sounds like 50,000 sparrows are holding a communist rally under my window. When I get dressed, I have to play tag with the 50 chickens I am taking to market. After which, all I do is load the cacklers on the truck, drive 50 miles to town, sell the biddies at a loss, and drive back, strictly without breakfast. Can't lick up old liquor that's numbing. While sticking to cold outdoor plumbing. Hay and cheeses bring a chill on sneezes. Going on is the me harm. Old MacDonald, keep your lousy farm. Right, Sing Sing. Breakfast you and I must catch down the road at the tavern, where I gotta pay my $10 to Thin Tommy Maloon for protection. Hey! Look out, you crazy limousine! You're right, Sing Sing. There is nothing to do about it but keep a stiff upper lip, mostly around this bottle. Hey, what? There is a thing blocking the road. It's two things. One of these things is a horse. At least it looks more like a horse than anything else I can see on four drinks. Yeah, it is a horse. But it's covered with a kind of awning, like a tent. In fact, Sing Sing, this horse is wearing a mask over his head with eye holes, like it belongs to the Ku Klux Klan. And that other thing is riding the horse. Look at him. Silver from top to bottom. Nice feather growing out of his head. But why does he have a sharp pole in one hand and the top of a garbage can in the other? You know, Sing Sing, when I look at this party, I am certain of only one thing. This is not the Lone Ranger. He's staying put. My baby blues tell me that what I am staring at is a man dressed up in a suit of armor. And that long, sharp pole is a little thing like a 12-foot spear with a razor on the end. Yeah, well, who he is and why he is dressed this way may be very interesting to certain parties like the state police, but I am very far away from being one. Also, I am very far away from Thin Tommy Maloon, who is waiting for my $10 protection money. Hey, old Ironsides, get the hell out of the way.
Yikes, a dragon. Steady, steady. And now, onward, my steed.
Hey, he is imitating a baby tank and charging the truck.
For Pendragon and England, huzzah!
Get down, Sing Sing. The 12-foot razor of his is pointed straight for my... Ah! Hey, I still have 3 payments on that windshield. And now the radiator blew. Jeez, there is enough steam and hot air to supply a dozen congressmen. That's it. Watch the truck, Sing Sing. This won't take long. Now listen, buddy.
Aha! A wizard!
I am in no mood for double talk orations. You see what I got? This is a pipe wrench, you iron furnace.
Talk ye, for it is Paladin who speaks.
Bust my windows, eh, buddy? Monkey business on a public highway, is it? I'm gonna... Hey! Stay up on that horse if you know what's that you got? Hey, stay where you are.
Pendragon and England!
Yo! Hey, look, Buster. I am a personality that seldom hollers yow, even at a burlesque show. But when some armor-plated jockey slides off his horse juggling a sharp 6-foot of sword, I... Oh, yow! Hey! That was almost a shave and a haircut. How about a rap on the old orange with my pipe wrench? There is no result. Yo! Hey, Steel King! How about I caress your helmet again? Still no results. Now I get results. The wrench broke.
Aha! For Pendragon!
Hey, let go of me!
And England!
Everything is turning black as solitary confinement. I'll get my foot planted. When 150 pounds of armor loses its balance, there is nothing but a guy in sight to do except to go down with it. No, no. I'm sitting on your chest. You're not going anywhere.
Hold enough. Pretty hold.
Okay, buddy. But open up that mailbox of yours. I want to see the face of the jerk that tries to get me into a traffic accident with a load of tin. Well, look at you. Red whiskers, blue eyes, too.
You're the first, oh wizard, to gaze upon the vanquished face of Sir Paladin of the Black Keep.
Wizard? Black Keep? Oh, hey, I get off your chest like it's the hot seat. Because although I am very fond of nuts, I like them only in fruitcakes. I gotta be going. I don't know who you are or why you are running around like this, and maybe I ought to have you run in for busting my windshield, but I got real important business up the road, see? So long. And besides, my name is not O-Wizard.
Verily, ye are a wizard, for ye ride a dragon breathing fire and steam.
Yeah, and I am thinking of the fire and steam thin Tommy Malone is breathing right now. And let's go, Sing Sing.
Wait!
What for?
My steed and arms are yours by right of joust.
You know, Sing Sing, something just clicked inside my head. And even if it is an eight ball, I am interested. Just who are you? And where do you hang out?
Why, as I bespoke, O wizard, I am Sir Paladin of the Black Keep, sent here ensorcelled by Merlin from Arthur's court at Camelot.
Huh?
And besting me in fair combat, ye gain my steed and weapons by custom of the joust. Merlin will be very angry when he hears of this, I wot.
You what? Merlin?
Merlin, the Grey Wizard, who sent me upon the quest. He it was who sped me forward in time to quest for the Cappadocian Tabaret.
Really? You know, I see this King Arthur and this Merlin in a picture once. And I also see some personalities in armor that are called knights, which means they are King Arthur's trigger men. They hang out around a big table in a stone hideout and are always spoiling for trouble and going off on quests, which means putting a gonif on stuff which doesn't belong to them or copping dames from other knights.
Verily.
What you're trying to tell me, Buster, is that you come here from King Arthur's court and some magician sends you to find something?
Verily, O wizard.
Oh, this can't be happening.
Oh, Merlin counseled me that I might not be believed.
Hey, no need to chew on your mustache. I guess I believe you, buddy. Come and Sing Sing. So look, I like to hang around and cheer you up, but I also have to get out of here.
Then take my mount and weapons. It is required by the law of the joust.
Just what I need. A flea-bitten nag from a guy who can't turn off the waterworks. Wait here, Sing Sing. I don't know what to do with this four-legged glue barrel. Or your steel polo set either. All right. Dry up, Niagara. If it makes you happy, I will take them with me. Put the cutlery on the front seat of the truck next to my dog. Come on, old burner. Let's get you in the back of the truck. Up you go.
I place my weapons on the dragon for thee.
This is not a dragon. It is a Ford.
Ford? Merlin did not speak of that creature.
Hey. What are you doing in my truck?
I go with thee, O wizard. The steed and weapons are thine, but I must follow them, even into captivity. It is the law of the quest.
You got laws on the brain. That's your trouble. Now listen, I don't like hitchhikers. Look. My ticker says it's almost 10, and I remember, I am to meet Thin Tommy at 8. So, why not? I will give you a short lift down the pike and dump you where it is quiet. Hey, Sing Sing, maybe I can also find out whether or not there is somebody missing from the Baycrest Laughing Academy. What's the matter, buddy? You thirsty?
No, but we are flying.
I'm only doing 50. Look at the speedometer.
50 what? Speedometer?
Hey. My noggin is clicking like a slot machine in a church bazaar. You are not faking, are you? I mean this arm. It is solid stuff. Not like fancy dress costumes. Real heavy. And you got little designs in gold and silver running through it. And you don't know what a car is or a speedometer. You need a drink. Here.
Mead?
No, Hagen. Try a slug.
I am on it.
Hey, let go of the steering wheel.
I am bewitched, you black wizard.
Don't do that. You'll cool off in a minute, buddy. And I keep telling you, I am not a wizard. I am a truck farmer, believe it or not. And don't let them kid you down at the Bastille. I'm through with the rackets. Hey, pass me back that bottle. Hey, watch out, you dumb black limousine. Why are there so many black limousines around today? You know, after that last drink, this all doesn't seem so nuts to me anymore. Even when you tell me about this Merlin character putting a spell on you and sending you through time to go on a quest, I swallow it like my last shot. Call me Butch, and this is Sing Sing. I always name my dogs after residences I have lived in.
Verily. And ye may call me Palagin.
Sure, Palagin. Pelagius. Okay, pal. Being as how we're practically cellmates, pal, how about another slug?
Indeed. Aye, verily.
Now, here we are. Sit here, have another drink. I will handle this myself, because Thin Tommy does not like strangers coming into his joint in the daytime without an invitation, and you are dressed kind of loud and conspicuous. My heart is going fast, because what I am about to do is enough to make any heart go fast in case Thin Tommy gets an idea to stop it from beating altogether, which he sometimes does when he is irked, particularly over money. So, it's you. Hello, Thin Tommy. How are tricks?
I will show you how tricks are if you do not cough up those 10 berries fast and furious. All of the others have been here 2 or 3 hours ago, and I am waiting to go to the bank.
So I see you stand at the bar polishing the glasses with boxing gloves on. Oh, no. When I look again, I realize these are not boxing gloves at all, but merely your hands.
I guess because you are called Thin Tommy, but are not really thin, being as how you weigh about 350 pounds stripped, such as once a month when you take a bath and...
Come here, you...
Hey, Tommy, Thin Tommy, you are creasing my new...
Hand it over.
I have nothing... I have nothing for you, Thin Tommy. The fact is... That is why I'm here, to tell you that...
Yeah?
To tell you that from now on I do not require protection any longer. Thank you, Thin Tommy, for unhandling my...
Ha!
Tommy, you jump around the bar with great speed for a man of your weight.
Waitram, Roscoe.
There is no need to call your two waiters, Thin Tommy.
I am not calling them to serve you.
Hey, I got my blackjack, boss.
And I got my little knife.
Knife? Knife? I am practically certain, Roscoe, that you were never a Boy Scout.
Fix 'em, boys.
Hey, get over here, you!
Hey. Who is it busted my front window?
Yikes! Pendragon and Paladin!
Hey, who's the tin can with the sword in the empty hag and hag bottle?
Whoever he is, fix him too, boys.
Aw, oh, sure, boss, I'll...
Oh. It's one of them, they're bottle-throwing robots, like in science fiction.
Yikes! Pendragon and Paladin! Huzzah!
He's heading this way.
Don't worry, Roscoe. I got him with a knife. It bounced off. Well, then I got him with the chair. He is still standing.
Odd's blood! Enough!
Watch out, pal. Tommy pulled out an old lead poisoner. Duck!
My balance! I cannot stop!
Hey, stand back, I...
And now, Varlet.
Hold it, pal. Never mind with the sword. Button him in the breadbasket ought to teach him a lesson.
As you say, wizard.
Who is that guy?
That is my new hired man. So if I happen to be you, Thin Tommy, I wouldn't plant any pineapples on my farm because he is allergic to fruit. Come on, pal. Let's go.
Thanks, pal. You not only threw a scare into that monkey, but you also saved my life. I am in debt to you, whoever you are. If Thin Tommy doesn't serve such rot gut, I would take you back in and buy you a drink.
Verily, it is a trifle.
I'll do the same for you someday, pal. You are my buddy.
Ye could help me now, methinks.
How?
Why, in pursuit of my quest. I was sent here by Merlin to seek the Cappadocian Tabaret.
I do not know anything about the new nightclubs. I am not an uptown boy any longer.
The Cappadocian Tabaret is the table on which the Holy Grail will rest once we find it.
Find it? I can't even pronounce it.
Being an amateur scholar like myself, on account of my reading in prison libraries, I want to get this straight. This is an awful lot of malarkey to swallow, pal.
It is as I told you, Sir Butch.
Now, you're living in a castle with this King Arthur and 100 other triggers who are all knights like you are. And you're telling me that the brain in this outfit is this very prominent old fuddy in the Magician's Union.
Merlin,
right. And he is always sending the lads out to rescue some dames that have been snatched or to knock off the hoods of other mobs. But you say what he is really interested in is this Holy Grail.
Aye, marriage is true.
Still, I cannot exactly catch what this Holy Grail is, except it's a kind of loving cup or trophy that has disappeared from some hock shop back there in the Middle Ages. I do catch that everybody and his grandmother is hot to find it, including the big boys in the mob.
Aye,
knights such as Sir Galahad and Sir Lancelot.
Merlin cannot put his finger on this Holy Grail yet, but you say he is a smart cookie.
Truly.
And one of his little tricks is to get himself high and then look into the future. And what he sees in the future is this Cappadocius, some sort of holy thingamajig on which the Holy Grail is supposed to sit.
That is why Merlin summoned me.
To get this doohickey for the Holy Grail and bring it back. And all the old hophead has to do is sprinkle a little powder on you and alakazam. You're sitting on your horse in the middle of County Route 102, right in front of my truck.
Aye. And ye believe me, Sir Butch?
That is not exactly the easiest story in the world to believe.
Here I am.
Which is about as good an answer as any. You know, I am feeling rotten for you, pal. Being shipped off through time in a new territory without even a road map to help you. Nah, since you are a good egg and saved my life with Thin Tommy Maloon, I figure the least I can do is try to help you. Now, wait a minute. Doesn't this old junkie give you a hint where it might be?
Merlin? Forsooth. He spoke of seeing the Cappadocian tabouret in a house of the past.
What kind of house?
House of the past, methinks he named it.
Never hear of it. Unless he means a funeral parlor. Now you don't catch me going into no stiff hotel. This is my yard. Come on, Sing Sing, we can all grab a plate of lunch. Maybe we can think of something.
Lunch?
You know, eats. Bread.
Here?
Yeah, this is my joint, my house, my... Ah, follow me. So, pal, how do you want your eggs?
I do not understand.
Eggs over easy, coming up. So, did I answer all your questions? Let's see, I handed it to you about what a stove is and gas, and since you are from the Dark Ages, all about the electric light. And the lowdown on cars and trains and airplanes and tractors and steamships.
How do your citizens live?
There is so much more to tell you, pal. About the mobs and the rackets and the cops, too. And politics and elections. And everything about science. You know, machine guns, armored cars and tear gas and pineapples and fingerprints. All the latest stuff. Here's your chow.
Gadzooks. I am famished.
You want a knife and fork? I guess that King Arthur's court doesn't go in for the fancy table manners. But I am no school teacher. And after all, we are not getting any closer to your problem, which is snatching this thingamabob in your quest.
The Cappadocian tabouret resides in the house of the past.
Yeah. You told me. Merlin saw it in a smoke dream.
A large place. Surrounded by guards in blue.
A police station?
It is in a clear crystal coffin.
I never see any of these. Though I hear Stinky Raffalano is in one after he catches his slugs last year.
He said, ye can see, but cannot touch it.
Oh, I get it. I'd lay 10-1 odds it's in a museum. It's under glass.
Glass?
Never mind what that is. Sure, guards in blue, house of the past. It's in a museum in town.
Museum?
Shh, let me think. First thing to do is get a line on where it is. Then we can figure out how to pull the snatch.
Pull a...
Steal it, pal. Swipe it. Pull a heist. Say, do you know what this gizmo looks like?
Verily. Merlin described it in utmost detail, lest I err and procure a spurious tabouret.
Well, good. Give me a line on it.
Why, it is but a wooden tray of rough boards with four short legs set at the corners. Brown it is, in hue, and it spans scarce four hands in height. Plain it is, without decoration or adornment, for it was but crudely fashioned by the good Cappadocian fathers.
I think maybe I have a notion. I'm going down into the cellar. Here's a girly magazine. Improve your education.
Ooh.
Ah-ha-ha-ha! I got it. Here it is.
Pray. And who is this fair damsel, Sir Butch?
The broad in the bikini?
She has verily the appearance of the Lady of the Lake. Albeit with more...
You said it, pal. Much more. In spades. But here. Does this look like the table you're after?
Odd's blood! It is the very thing! From whence didst thou procure it?
Why, it's nothing but a piece of old furniture I find laying down in the basement. A footstool. But I knock the stuffing out of it, and I scrape off some varnish. Now, all you gotta do is get this Merlin to wave his wand and call you back. And you hand him over the goods. He will never catch wise. And it will save us a lot of trouble. Well, now what's the matter? For Pete's sake, your puss has fallen in.
I fear, Sir Butch, thy moral principles are not of the highest. I am a quest, nor could I present spurious devilry in sight of my own conscience.
Okay, okay, stop watering my petunias. Look, I owe you a good turn, so I will work things out in a jiffy with plan number two. You go out and put your nag in the stable, and when you come back, I will have things set.
On thy honor?
Or what passes for it? Shake. Just take care of the nag and leave it to me.
Indeed.
Let's see now. I'll start with 11 Finger Maurice.